The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 13th, 1973, in New York.
Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses.
So, in the beginning, Kunti Devi said that Namasi Purusham Tadyam Isharam Prakriti Param. I offer my obeisances unto the person, Purusham, who is Prakriti Param, who is beyond this material manifest. Krishna is complete spirit, soul, super soul. He has no material body. So in the beginning, Kunti Devi gave us this understanding that God, the Supreme Purusha, Purusha means person, is not impersonal, Purusha. But He is not a Purusha of this material world, not a personality of this material creation. That is the madness. The impersonalist cannot accommodate in their poor fund of knowledge how the Supreme Absolute Truth can become a person. Because whenever they think of person, they think of a person of this material world. That is a defect. So, they poor fund of knowledge. Why God should be a person of this material world? So that was clear in the beginning. Prakriti para, beyond this material creation. But He is a person. So now that personality, although alaksham, invisible, now by the grace of Kunti, we can understand that although the Supreme Person is invisible, now He has appeared to be visible, Krishna. Therefore he says, Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Vasudeva conception, sometimes the impersonalists, they have Vasudeva conception, means all-pervading. So Kunti Devi is pointing out that Vasudeva is Krishna. Krishna, by His Vasudeva feature, He is all-pervading. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtha. This feature of Krishna, Krishna, the original person, has got three features. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as all-pervading Paramatma, Super Soul, and impersonal Brahma effulgence. So, those who are interested in Bhakti Yoga, they have no business with the impersonal Brahma effulgence. That is for common man. Common man. Just like you can try to understand, those who are inhabitants of the sun planet, what they have got to do with the sun sign? That is the most insignificant thing for them, sun sign. Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual life, they are interested in the person, Purusham. Vasudeva, Purusham. That realization takes place, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, after many, many births, bohunam janmanam anti, at the end of many, many births, these impersonalists who are very much attached to the Brahmoi father, such persons, they are called jnani. They are trying to understand the absolute truth by dint of their knowledge. But they do not know that their knowledge is very imperfect and limited. And Krishna, the absolute truth, is unlimited. You cannot approach the unlimited by your limited knowledge. That is not possible. So, by the grace of devotees, like Kunti Devi, we can understand that here is the Vasudeva, the all-pervading absolute truth, Paramatma, Vasudeva is here, Krishnaya, Vasudevaya. So this Vasudeva realization is possible by the impersonalist after many, many births. Not very easy. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan manga prabaddhate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. Sudurlava. Very rare. Mahatma, broad-minded. But one who cannot understand Krishna, they are crippled-minded. They are not broad-minded. If one becomes broad-minded, then by the grace of Krishna, he can understand Krishna. Sevanmukha hi jiva. The process is sevanmukha. Service. Service, beginning with the tongue, Vasudeva realization is possible. The service, the first service is Savanam Kirtanam. Chant Hare Krishna mantra and hear repeatedly. And take prasad. These are the two businesses of the tongue. So, he realized. Very simple man. Sevanmukhe hi jivhadu. Krishna will reveal. Not that by your endeavor you can understand Krishna, but your endeavor in the loving service, that will make you qualify. The Krishna will reveal. Sayam eva spuratpata. Krishna is very much anxious to take you back home, back to Godhead. But we are stubborn. We do not wish. So he is always finding out the opportunity how you can be taken back home, back to God. Just like affectionate father, the rascal son, left his father loitering in the street and have no shelter, no food, suffering so much. The father is more anxious to take the boy home. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme father. All these living entities within this material world, they are exactly like the misled child of a big, rich man loitering this. So the greatest benefit to the human society is to give him Krishna consciousness. Greatest. You cannot give any benefit. Any kind of material profit will not satisfy the living entity. If he is given this Krishna consciousness, just like the same process, a bewildered boy is loitering in the street. If he is reminded, my dear boy, why you are suffering so much? You are son of such and such very rich man. Your father has got so much property. Why you are loitering in the street? And if he comes to his consciousness, yes, I am the son of such and such big man. Why shall I loiter in the street? He goes back home. Jadagatyana nivartante. Therefore, this is the best service, to inform him that you are part and parcel of Krishna. You are son of Krishna. Krishna is opulent. Six kinds of opulent. Why you are troubling? Why you are rotting in this material world? This is the greatest side. Krishna consciousness. But Maya is very strong. Still, it is the duty of every Krishna bhakta to try to enlighten everyone to Krishna consciousness. Just like Kunti Devi is pointing out. First of all, she said, Alaksam sarva-bhutanam antar-bahi-avasit. Although Krishna, the Supreme Person, is without and within, still, to the rascals and fools, is invisible. Therefore, she is pointing out, here is the Lord, Krishna, Vasudeva. He is the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is very much pleased to become the son of Devaki. Devaki Nandanaya. Devaki Nandanaya. Devaki Nandan is mentioned in the author of it also. Krishna comes as Devaki Nandan. And his foster father is Nanda Gopa, Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna likes to be related with his devotee as father and mother. Here in this material world, we try to make our relationship with the Supreme as father, but Krishna wants to become the son. Therefore, Nanda Gopal. He takes pleasure to become a devotee's son. The ordinary man, they want God as father, but that is not very pleasing to Krishna. Father means to become father means always botheration, give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. You see? Of course, Krishna has got immense potencies to supply. Eko ju bahunam vidudhati kama. He can supply everyone as much he wants. He is supplying food to the elephant. He is supplying food to the ant. Why not to the human being? But these rascals do not know. They are working day and night like ass to find out bread. And if he goes to church, they are also, give me bread. They are only bread problem. That's all. Although the living entity is the son of the richest, opulent person, but he has created his bread problem. This is called ignorance. He thinks that if I do not solve my bread problem, if I do not drive my trucks day and night, that's such a nonsense civilization, you see. Bread problem. Where is bread problem? Krishna can supply, if he can supply food to the elephant. In Africa, there are millions and millions of African elephants, you know. And they are supplied food. Then Bhagavad says, don't waste your time for this bread problem. Don't waste your time. Tashaiva heta prajate ta kovida nalabhati jad bhramatam uparjat. Don't waste your time. How to solve your economic problem? This is nonsense. Of course, it is very revolutionary. People will hate me. So what Swamiji is speaking. But actually, this is the fact. This is another madness. Suppose you have got your rich father, enough food, where is your economic problem? This is madness. There is no economic problem. If you know that my father is the richest man, of this city, then where is my economic problem? Actually, that is the position. We have no economic problem. Everything is there, complete. Purnam, purnamada, purnamada, purnat purnamudachati. Everything is complete there. You want water, just see, there are oceans of water. You want purified water, You cannot, although the ocean water is so much, when there is scarcity of water, you have to take help of Krishna. He'll evaporate the water. He'll make it cloud. Then when it is falls down, then it becomes sweet. Otherwise you cannot touch. Everything under control. Everything is full. Water, light, heat, everything is complete. Purnat purnamudachyate, purnasya purnamadaya, purnameva avashishyate. His talk is never finished. Simply you become obedient and the supply is there. You can understand. These Krishna consciousness persons, they have no problem, economic problem. Everything is sufficiently supplied by Krishna. In Los Angeles, the neighbors, they are very envious. You do not work. You have no anxiety and you have got four cars, you are eating so nicely. How is that? They inquire from our devotees. That is the actual fact. We are spending so much money, we have got so many centers, the calculation is about $70,000 we are spending. We supply. Somehow or other we are getting. So there is no problem. You simply become sincere servant of Krishna, everything is there. This is the test. They are envious of us that we do not work. Still we have got so much. So why don't you come and join us? That they will not do. You come with us, chant Hare Krishna. No, 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 that I cannot do. All right, then what? With your tracks. They have made their own position dangerous and others' position also. At any moment there may be accident. This is civilization. Nonsense. This is not civilization. Civilization means calmness, peace, prosperity, shanti. In peace and prosperity one should be Krishna conscious. Always. Tasyaiva heta prajatita kovida. Nalabhate jad bhramadāma parijadha. In the animal life or other than human life, we had worked so much, only for morsel of food, day and night working. But still, the food is there, simply. Avidya karma sanga anya titya shakti rishyate. Avidya, this material world, is full of ignorance. Therefore, our endeavor should be how to come out of this ignorance. Tasyaiva hetu. For that reason we should work only. How to come out of this ignorance? That I am this material body, I have to work day and night, and then I shall get my food, then I shall leave. This is ignorance. Tasyaiva hetu prajate. So this ignorance, this life of ignorance we have passed. In the forms other than the human being. Animal life, birds life, beast life. Now, this life should be peaceful, calm and quiet. Jivasya tattva jignyasa. Simply for inquiring about the absolute truth. That should be the business. Simply. Jivasya tattva jignyasa. Athato brahma jignyasa. Simply sit down, just like we are sitting down and inquiring about Krishna. This is life. This is life. But what is this life? Working day and night like ass. No, that is not life. Therefore Bhagavad says, your life should be engaged for this purpose. Tasyaiva heta prajatit kovida. Kovida means intelligence. Then, how my economic problems will be solved? The answer is, tallabhate dukha madannata sukham. You are after happiness. Are you after distress? No, sir. So why distress comes upon you? You are not anxious for distress, calamities. Why do they come upon you? Similarly, so far your happiness is also concerned, that will also come upon you. Because your life, according to your karma, is mixed up with some portion of happiness, some portion of distress. If the distress comes without any invitation, the happiness also will come without invitation. Without any invitation. Because you are destined already, that so much happiness, so much distress will have. Destined. So you cannot change it. Try to change your lot, this material condition of life. That is your only business. Tasyaivahi taprajati takovit. Nalabhati jad bhramatam uparjata. Bhramatam uparjata. You have tried. Bhramatam uparjata. Upar means higher planted system. Sometimes we get our birth in higher planted system as demigods. And sometimes adha, as animals, as cats and dogs, as jarnbadi, stool. This is going on. This is going on according to our karma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagwan ji. Only a fortunate living entity gets this opportunity of association of Krishna and Krishna's devotee. Then his life becomes sublime. Ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagwan ji. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata. This bhakti lata being the seed of devotional service. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, Kunti Devi is pointing out that who is the person, Aloksha, invisible? Yeah, Krishna. Krishna, there are so many Krishna. Vasudevaya, the son of Vasudeva. There are many Vasudevas. No, Nanda Gopa, Nandana, the foster son of Maharaj Nanda. Three times he is pointing, here is Krishna. Krishna, who officially takes his birth as son of Devaki and Vasudeva, but he enjoys the company of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, the childhood company. This is Krishna's pastime. So, Ananda Leela, Maya Vigrahaya. Ananda Leela, Krishna's Leela, pastimes are all jubilant, Ananda Leelamaya, Anandamaya Vyasa. He is by nature Anandamaya. Krishna will never find Krishna is very unhappy. Krishna is never unhappy. Krishna is always happy. Therefore, Nanda Gopa, Kumaraya, Govindaya, he is happy and whoever associates with him, he is also happy. Govindaya. We are after sense gratification. Go means senses. So if you associate with Krishna, you enjoy your senses affluently. Just like the gopis are dancing with Krishna. So there is no scarcity of sense gratification also. But that is not this sense, gross sense gratification. That is spiritual sense. That is spiritual sense. Ananda Chinamaya Sadhu Jalavigrahasya, we chant every day. That sense gratification is Ananda Chinamaya. Chinamaya in the spiritual world, not this third class Ananda with these bodily senses. This is not Ananda. This is an illusion. This is illusion. We are thinking that I am enjoying. But that is not Ananda. This ananda is not fact because we cannot enjoy this material sense pleasure for long. Everyone has got experience. It is finished. It is finished. But spiritual enjoyment does not finish. It increases. That is the difference. Ananda chinmaya sadu jala vigrahas. Govindam adi process. So you have to associate with Govinda. Here is also it is said. Govindaya namo namo. I offered my respectful obeisances to Govind. So this Krishna consciousness moment is so nice. You become directly in contact with Govinda. His deity worship is also directly in contact with Govinda. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nittanana Singaratana Mandiramajanadu. This Vigraha, the deity of Krishna, that is also Krishna's mercy. Because Krishna is alaksha, invisible, he has become visible for your facility. As you can see, it is not that Krishna is stone or Krishna is wood or Krishna is metal. Krishna is always Krishna. But he appears because you cannot see except wood, stone and metal. He appears like that, wood, stone and metal. But he is not wood, stone, metal. You will get the same facility as Krishna personally. If you associate, you will associate with Krishna. But at the present moment, because Krishna is invisible, therefore he has very kindly taken a form which is visible by you. This is Krishna's mercy. Do not think, here is Krishna, stone Krishna. Krishna is everything. Krishna is everything, so Krishna is stone also. Krishna is stone also. But he is not that stone that cannot act. Krishna act also in the stone form. Krishna act also in metal form. And you will perceive that. Samaiva Spuratvada. The more you give service, the so-called stone also speak with you. There are many instances like that. So, we should take to this Krishna consciousness movement according to the Shastra. See, I am very pleased that you are doing nicely, dressing the deity very nicely. More and more in this way, offer Krishna nice prasadam, nice foodstuff, nice dress, keep the temple very clean. Sri Mandira Marjanadishu. Marjan means cleansing. Either you dress Krishna or cleanse the temple, the effect is the same. Don't think I am a cleanser and he is a dresser. No, the dresser and the cleanser are the same. Krishna is absolute. In any way, be engaged in Krishna's service, your life will be successful. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So, by the grace of Kunti Devi, we can understand that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Vasudeva, another meaning of Vasudeva is that when you come to the platform of Vasudeva, Sattang Vishuddham, Vasudeva Shabdi. Sattang, Satta, goodness. First of all, you have to come to the platform of goodness. But here in the material world, the goodness is also sometimes contaminated by other low qualities, ignorance and passion. So, by hearing about Krishna, sinnatāṁ sagatā Krishna, punna savana kīta, just like you are hearing about Krishna, similarly, try to hear about Krishna, always, 24 hours, chant about Krishna. In this way, the dirty things will be clean. Nasta prayeshu avadreshu nittang bhagavata sivaya. Nittang. Nittang means always. Not that Bhagavata Saptah, the official. No, not like that. There is another exploitation. In the Bhagavata it is said, nittang bhagavata sivaya. Nittang means daily. 24 hours. Either you read Srimad Bhagavatam or carry out the order of your spiritual master. This is also order. Krishna, Bhagavata is spiritual master, Vishnu, he is also Bhagavata. Acharya, Bhagavata. Grantha Bhagavata, and person Bhagavata. The person Bhagavata or book Bhagavata, you always serve. Nittanga Bhagavata Sivaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiki. Then you will be fixed up. Naishthiki. Nobody can move you. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Krishna consciousness movement should be realized by you, by the process prescribed and try to give to the people, this is the greatest welfare activities in the world, to awaken Krishna consciousness, the dormant Krishna consciousness. It is, of course, practically you can see, 4 or 5 years ago, none of you were in Krishna consciousness, but it has been awakened. Now you are Krishna consciousness. Then others can be awakened also. There is no difficulty. The process is the same. So, by following the footprints of devotees like Kunti, we shall be able to understand, as she is pointing out, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumara. This is Krishna's identification. Just like we take identification of a person, what is your father's name? So here we are giving, presenting God with his father's name, with his mother's name, with his address. We are not impersonal, it's a big idea. No, everything complete, perfect, the identification. If you take advantage of this propagation of Krishna consciousness, then you are certainly benefited. Thank you very much.